One day last spring, Jason Geisendorfer went for a drive around the northeast Missouri community of Lewiston.
Had no business even driving around because burning up gas money. You know what I'm saying?
Geisendorfer found himself on a little used street near his home when he noticed an abandoned property that was in bad shape. It had a rundown house, a shed, and a deteriorating school bus. Geisendorfer decided then and there to buy the site and clean it up to sell the scrap. The problem was, he did not know who owned it.
And it wasn't until 2 weeks later I was driving back in town and happened to glance over at the piece of property, and I seen a silver car pull in the driveway.
Geisendorfer hurried over and found out a woman in the silver car owned the site. He says after speaking to her, she decided to sell it to him for $600. $600 may not sound like a lot to spend on a piece of land, but Geisendorfer says that is a lot of money when you have been laid up after being injured while working construction.
So I've been fighting workman's comp, denying my back surgery for going on over 2 years. Okay, so I've been living off of my savings and trying to survive.
Due to his injury, Geisendorfer recruited his teenage daughters to clean up the site. He told them to look specifically for antiques. They did find some antiques, but they also found dozens of unexpected items.
There were so many paintings in the house that I was actually going to burn them and get rid of them.
Geisendorfer says his family eventually removed more than 350 paintings and drawings.
I'd come home and my wife would go, "What do you have?" And I'd say, "I found 5 more paintings and they were behind the refrigerator."
The works were by Virginia Turpening, whose daughter sold Geisendorfer the property. Turpening was born in 1917 and lived for 90 years. She studied fine arts at Washington University in St. Louis. Her works, which won a bunch of awards, had been displayed throughout the country. The quality of the work convinced Geisendorfer not to burn them.
I started to look at them and actually, you know, take a look at them, and I'm like, hey, that's not that bad of a painting. You know, I really don't want to burn that. And then I looked at another one, and I was like, well, that's a really good painting.
So instead of burning them, he decided to give them away. But his first attempt failed when a local art center turned him away. He kept reaching out to local artists, which led to a phone call from Debbie Myers.
I called and I said, "Jason, is this you?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "I was going to get a hold of you." And I said, "What is going on?"
That's when Myers, an art professor at Culver Stockton College, was brought up to speed. She knew Geisendorfer because she was his teacher at Highland High School. Myers says she eventually met with her former student to see what he found.
The fact that she had created so much work, and I knew that she had also sold a number of pieces and to still have all of this artwork, I was amazed.
There were abstracts, mixed mediums, still lifes, landscapes, and self-portraits. Myers told Geisendorfer to be careful, which he took to heart.
I need to get all the paintings and treat them like they're worth, might be worth something.
Geisendorfer says as word spread, he received multiple significant financial offers. He declined until approached out of the blue by a man who wanted to auction off the artwork.
He guaranteed me so much money if I would go with his auction, and that's what I did. And he was confident enough that they were worth money that he was willing to guarantee me so much money.
Geisendorfer says the auction brought in about $56,000. He did not disclose what he received. The Hinge in St. Louis bought more than 50 of the works. Co-founder Eileen Giselle says the gallery could not pass up this opportunity.
I think that there's a kind of whimsicality and sense of humor to her work that's a little subtle. And her style, especially in the mid-century, for me at least, really speaks to a unique perspective as a mid-century female painter painting in small-town Missouri.
Fellow co-founder Brian Laughlin Jr. feels many in St. Louis's art community dismissed Turpening's works.
I realized that the work was definitely going to be more significant than everyone was passing it off as just a found artwork.
The Hinge is showing off its acquisitions and the works of other owners in the exhibit Yes, Virginia, There Is, which opens tomorrow night. Not every painting was sold to galleries like The Hinge during the auction. Geisendorfer kept a few paintings of local landscapes and landmarks. He says as he looks back on last year, he might have held on to the paintings longer. But in the end, he says he was in the right place at the right time during a difficult point in his life.
It was only a block and a half away from my house, and it's been growed up in weeds, and everybody in town seen it. And I was a lucky one to stop by and ask and see if it was for sale.
So now when you see that rundown property along the side of the road, what are you going to think? I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.